Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life. Say,
I'm getting ready.
Hallelujah. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Every day of your life, every moment, get ready for overflow. Come on and give God praise wherever you are right now. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. I am Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I welcome everyone who is tuned in with me right now. I have a great word for you, and we are going to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 6. Again, that is 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 6. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to stay tuned in with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, hot manna for your soul. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180. You can also tune in online from my ministry website, rossi.org. on the broadcast page. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I am live on Real Talk, Growing Folks Bible Study, tune in using that same method. Call 323-870-4180 or online from rossi.org. Now, if you cannot tune in to Daily Fire Live, it is critical that you ensure that you don't miss this fresh word. Follow so the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That is rawsi.org. All right, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into the Word. I am in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, reading from the KJV. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Let me read that again, and I want you to listen with your spiritual ears. And David was greatly distressed. David was in a very, 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 very deep, lonely place of grief. He was greatly distressed. His hope was gone. For the people spake of stoning him. Those who were with him had turned against him. Those who had celebrated with him now wanted to stone him. Although he was in the company of those he knew and loved, he was still on an island alone. Because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. Their wives and children had been taken away, and they somehow blamed that on David, although David's wives had also been taken away in captivity. But David encouraged himself. David found a wheel in the middle of a wheel. David found hope in the midst of despair. In the Lord, his God, David found that the place of his strength, the place of his refuge, was in the Lord, his God. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. Here we are looking at the biblical record of David. As well, here we are in today's society with so many things going on around us. Politically, we have an impeachment process going on, and no matter what side you sit on, it's still an acrimonious situation. It's still a divisive situation. Glory. We have mass shootings going on. We have people no longer wanting to hear about Christ, but rather turning with their itching ears to hear things and words that only make them feel good. It is enough sometimes to make you lose your hope. It is enough to make you feel like you are on an island alone. Sorely and greatly distressed. But what you must remember, brothers and sisters, is that your hope lieth in God. Your strength lieth in God. So sometimes you must get to the point where, despite what everyone else is saying, despite all the naysayers, glory, despite all of the doomsday prophecy, you have to learn how to pat your own self on the back. Sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. You cannot wait on everyone else to tell you how pretty you are or how handsome you are. Sometimes you just got to look in the mirror and tell your own self how good you look. You know, I always tell people, I tell myself, ain't nothing wrong with being holy and fine at the same time. Sometimes you can't wait on people to tell you that your idea is good. You just gotta move forward and begin to pursue the victory yourself. You have to speak to yourself that I have good ideas. I have good strategies. I have good vision. I am capable of doing what God has ordained me to do. If no one else believes in me, I believe in me. Why? Because God believes in me. God has placed validity in me. Sometimes, glory, you just got to encourage yourself. You have to begin to understand that the joy that you want comes not from the outside, but it starts from the inside of you. You see, David looked around at all of the situation, and David had a choice. Do I just remain remain in this place of sorrow and despair? Or do I remember who I am and whose I am? And so I will begin to speak encouragement to my own soul. Sometimes you just got to encourage yourself that you can get out of that situation. You can move away from that bondage. You can be released from the soul ties that bind you. You are released from your mother's sin and your father's sin, your mother's legacy and your father's legacy. You don't have to be who they were. You don't even have to be who you were yesterday. You have the ability, glory, to release yourself, to encourage yourself. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible tells us, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. In the book of Proverbs 18, verse 10, the Bible lets us know that God is a strong tower where the righteous can go and be safe. God is our refuge. He is our fortress in whom we trust. And because we trust in God, because we hope in him, because, glory, we remember how many times God has already done what we've asked him to do, already answered prayers, already worked miracles, already made ways out of no way. When we remember, when we just begin to reflect on what God has already done, then we begin to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We begin to encourage our souls in the Lord. We're about to get ready to go into prayer. We begin to invite God in our atmosphere. Wherever you are, just begin to invite him in right now. The lines are muted for those of you tuned in live. I can't hear you. Just begin to say, Lord, I thank you for the victory. Call out the situation. Call out the people wherein you need to be encouraged in the Lord. Call out their names. Call out your situation. Call out your own names and just say, God, I thank you for the victory. Hallelujah. I just encourage myself that whatever I need shall be met. Just begin to talk to the Lord like that. Tell him your needs. Tell him your desires. Tell him what you're waiting on. Tell him what is greatly distressing you. What has you in a place of sadness and depression? What has you feeling like you're on an island alone? Tell God why you feel like you're in the pit of no return and no hope. Speak out your vulnerabilities to him and then just say, I will overcome. Come on, encourage yourself. I will overcome. I will overcome. I will not surrender. I will not give up. I will not be bound. I will not throw in the towel, but I will overcome. Just encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Encourage yourself. You can do it. Tell yourself, call out your own name. I can do it. It may be hard, but I can do it. It may seem impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. I can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We thank you. We praise you. We say hallelujah. We thank you for the victory, God. We thank you, God, because we can do it. We can do it. We can make it. Despite every obstacle, Father, we can make it. Despite every setback, we can make it. Despite every situation, no matter what comes against us, we can make it. Glory. We encourage ourselves in you. Now, Lord, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you to create in us clean hearts. Renew right spirits within us. Give us our second wind. Help us get our joy back. That we can do all things through Christ. We can do all things. We can do everything. Not something, but all things through you. Father, hallelujah. We encourage ourselves today. We encourage ourselves today. We are not lost. We are not forgotten. We are not forsaken. We are not neglected. No matter what it seems like, victory belongs to us. Victory belongs to us. Victory, victory, victory belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Oh, we just say thank you. We just say thank you, Jesus. We just say thank you. In your name, we crave our victory. And we will no longer live in a place of greatly distressed. We encourage ourselves. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you. Amen. I'm going to do the altar call and then we're going to end with our tithe. Keep on praising him. You ought to be in a place of praise and worship right now. This is a powerful word in prayer. For those of you who are backslidden or who have never given your lives to Christ, who have been in a place of sorrow, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Now, Lord, I confess that I will encourage myself in you. I see the good in me, glory. I see the validity of me. I see the worth in me, and I won't settle for less. I am wonderfully made. I am beautifully made. I am your righteousness, and I encourage myself in you. Amen. Come on and give the Lord praise. Just tell him thank you. Just tell him thank you. Just tell him thank you. Now listen, part of staying sane and being saved is that you spend quality time with God daily. If you are not in church, I need you to find a good Bible teaching church in your area. For those of you who are in Miami, we would always love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ over in Liberty City. The address is on my website, rossi.org, at the bottom of each page. Also, make sure you tune in for your devotional here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, 7 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, let's get to our task. Our topic for today is sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Your task for today is to encourage yourself throughout this entire day. Don't settle. Don't speak negatively of yourself. Don't go into despair or depression. But in everything, everything, affirm your worth as a person in Christ. All right? And then I want you to always remember to share the word. This is how you also win souls. And for those of you who receive the text, forward the text to at least 2 people every day. For those of you who are not following, send them to rossi.org. Just text them and tell them to go to the broadcast page of rossi.org and they can hear the recording. Finally, if this word has blessed you today, help support the ministry and spread the gospel by giving on the website, rossi.org. Whatever God lays on your heart to give or donate, donate to help support the ministry. I love you. I'll see you in the morning. Encourage yourself because God is watching you.
It's been a long